The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
All those moments will be lost in time. Like tears in rain.
Coming to you from the Frustrated Incorporated compound overlooking the beautiful Arizona Bay, this is Inconclusive Breakdown. I'm your host, Justin, joined as always by Skeets the Wonder Dog and Vince.
Hello!
How was your week, Vince?
Oh, wow, man.
Wow. Holy crap, a lot of stuff's come out this week.
You keeping your powder dry, Justin?
Yes, I am. Except for the ones I test fired this week, so...
Oh, shit's about to get real.
Scared the hell out of the cows and the dogs, but, you know, that's just kind of how it goes sometimes.
Sure.
Coming up on this week's show, we'll talk about Disney racism, DC's future state, Ice Cube, Hunter Biden.
No.
Big tech censorship, California's COVID holiday rules, and much more. Top 10 list this week, cryptids, you know, the Bigfoots and the things. And we will answer your listener questions. All right, you ready to get into this shit?
Not really.
All right. TV news this week. We're starting off with sad news. Conchita, I butchered names already. Farrell. You know her basically as Berta from Two and a Half Men. Passed away this week at 77 following a heart attack.
Oh, damn, man.
Yeah. So, we're starting off sad, and... next story here, we have had the story of Jerry Harris, the star of Netflix's Cheer show, about him fucking kids. Well, apparently he's admitted to targeting as many as 10 underage boys and sexually assaulting a 15-year-old, prosecutors said in a court filing on Tuesday. According to the filing, which asked for Harris to be detained during trial, which was granted, he will not be released, no bond. The cheerleader exploited and violated at least 10 minor boys by repeatedly requesting they send sexually explicit images of himself and attempted to solicit sex from each of his victims. Prosecutors also said Harris admitted to sexually assaulting a 15-year-old in a bathroom at a public event attended by other adults in the cheer community. He has not been charged with that yet, but he did admit to it, so he will be charged, I'm sure. Just start killing them. We'll get to that later, but that's where we're at now.
That's where we're going now. We're just, yeah, just... Mm-hmm.
Time for delicate parts is over. You fuck with the kids, you get the lead. All right, that's... All right. Showtime announced they're bringing back Dexter, a new limited series revival of the long-running serial killer drama. Michael C. Hall will be back, along with showrunner Clyde Phillips. This is going to be 10 episodes. They're looking to go into production early 2021 with a fall premiere of 2021. It has to be better than the ending of Dexter. That was one of the worst endings to a show of all time because he turned into the fucking Brawny Man. So
he sold paper towels?
He allegedly died, air quote, in a storm off the coast of Florida while he was being chased or some shit. And then it, like, flash forward 6 months, and he's in Oregon as a lumberjack working in a lumber yard.
That's
with
cool.
With a beard and everything. And I'm like, yeah, that makes sense.
He sleeps all night and he works all day.
That's right. That's how they should start the revival. So, yeah, that's that's how I would do it. This news came out last night. Tim Allen's eldest son on Home Improvement is in trouble. Zachary Ty Bryan was arrested late Friday night in Eugene, Oregon, after neighbors called for help following a domestic incident at an apartment complex. Eugene police say when cops showed up.
Oof, your fucking grammar.
Yep. They found him. Hey, public school, motherfucker. They found him sitting outside of his apartment with the alleged victim hiding at a friend's place across the way. Cops found him. He had gotten into an argument with the woman of whom he has some type of relationship. Allegedly, it became physical when he put his hands around her throat and squeezed. Cops were also told he tried taking away the woman's phone when she tried to call 911 before she was able to escape and get to a safe place. arrested without incident, booked on 3 charges, 4th-degree assault, interfering with making a report, and strangulation. Shit never happened to Jonathan Taylor Thomas. Just saying.
Yeah, whatever happened to the youngest kid? What's he doing? He's like making masks or something now, right?
I don't know what happened to him. Last I ever heard was years ago, and he was trying to file for emancipation, saying that his parents stole his money. Black kid from a family, or different strokes style. So
he became Todd Bridges?
Not Todd Bridges, the other one. Gary Coleman. I couldn't think of his name.
What you talk about, Willis?
Dana Plato. Looked up that video, kids.
Are we just going to name all the people who ever starred in different strokes now?
Can we do Love Boat? Because there's a lot of guest stars on Love Boat. Speaking of just horrible TV.
Oh, my God.
Warner Brothers TV has signed an exclusive multi-year overall deal with Patrice Cullors. Now, you're probably wondering, who the hell's that bitch? She's the co-founder of Black Lives Murder. Yeah. Under terms of the wide-ranging content partnership, she will develop and produce original programming for all platforms, including streaming, cable, and the 5 broadcast networks. This includes, but is not limited to, live-action scripted drama and comedy, long-form unscripted docu-series, animated program for your kids, young adults and families, and original digital content to brainwash you that Black Lives is good. So,
I think anybody who's been paying attention for the last 5 months is kind of like, no, yeah, I don't think so.
I'm guessing the fact that you co-founded the group that's burning down big cities. I'm going to guess I'm not watching your TV shit. Warner Brothers should be ashamed.
Oh, well, Warner.
Yeah.
Echo.
I was going to say, I hear an echo. I don't get it, but.
Oy vey, shut it down.
Yep, they know too much.
The Goyim know.
We'll go to movies. Didn't take long, did it?
Nope, it's going to be that kind of show.
Yep, movie news this week. Speaking of echoes, Paramount has won the auction. Basically, it was an auction. It was bidding war on a new Cleopatra movie.
Oh, shit.
This will be helmed by Wonder Woman director Patty Jenkins, and re-team her with Gal Gadot, who will be playing Cleopatra.
A Jew playing Cleopatra. Boy, yeah. Let me tell you.
Yeah. I, as soon as I saw the story, I'm like, he's going to have fun with that one.
Historically speaking, guys.
It's like having a black Valkyrie. Wait, what? Or anything on BBC that has to do with period dramas, where they magically
Heimdall
put a,
is black.
Where they, yeah, Heimdall's black, Lancelot's black, Guinevere's black, fucking Arthur's a little midget Asian. Yeah, it's just weird. Yeah, nothing makes sense anymore.
Nope. It's funny though.
Yeah, Disney has announced basically they're going to quit focusing on movies for theaters. They're still going to make them, but that's not going to be their main focus anymore. Their main focus, studios, general entertainment, and sports, their primary focus will be on the company's streaming services, Disney Plus, Hulu, and ESPN Plus. So they're still going to be making movies and TV and everything, but most of it will be headed to streaming. So that's a big shift. So
my fucking theaters are gone.
Yeah, you can rent an AMC theater for $100. I saw online. Floors are still sticky, but you know
you can do AMC. What now?
You can rent out an AMC theater for $100.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Will they show anything you want?
I don't know. I didn't see the details, but yeah.
Oh my God! Could you imagine the shit I could screen?
A Buena's dog.
Oh.
On the big screen, Don Johnson and a talking dog, black and white, baby.
It's not black and white.
It is if you're watching on a black and white TV, goddammit. They even still make black and white TVs?
You fucking pain me. I'm going to have to buy you a flat screen TV.
I have a flat screen TV. What do you think I'm doing the show on?
Fucking CRT, fucking old school shit.
Hey, wire hangers make the best rabbit ears. That's all I'm telling you.
They really do.
They really do. All right. We're getting a Mad Max prequel about Furiosa. We knew it was coming. It has now been confirmed. George Miller is back. The character that was originally played by Charlize Theron in Mad Max Fury Road will now be played by Glass actress Anna Taylor-Joy. The movie will track her genesis of Furiosa before she teamed up with Max and Fury Road. Chris Hemsworth and Yahya Abdul-Mateen will also co-star. Miller is going to direct, co-write, and produce. So basically, it's Furiosa young with Thor and Black Manta.
Still haven't watched that movie.
Yeah. Visually, there's parts of it that are just amazing. It's like the Skywalker saga, the last three Star Wars movies, where there are some parts that are just visually amazing, but the movie's kind of shit.
Still haven't watched it. Still haven't watched that. I can. I'm able to. I've got Disney Plus. I can't. I still haven't watched it.
Yeah, there's no reason to.
I've been told to watch it.
Spoiler alert: Palpatine's win. They literally kill off all the Skywalkers. So there you go.
You know what I've been watching?
Hunter.
Besides that,
Magnum.
What We Do in the Shadows.
Oh, really?
The TV series.
Which one? The British version or the American?
Whatever the one Matt Berry's in. The one that FX is doing.
Yeah, that's the American version.
Yeah, it's fucking hilarious.
There you go.
It's goddamn Matt Berry.
Yeah.
Every time he turns into a bat, he has to say it. Bat!
You just laugh at that because that's the same thing you would do.
Matt Berry, it's all about Matt Berry. That show is him, man.
Yeah. Next story here. We have more casting for The Rock's Black Adam movie. We already know that Aldous Hodge is going to play Black Hawkman. And Noah Centineo is going to play Adam Smasher. But Sarah Sahi has joined the cast and will be playing Isis, Black Adam's wife. You know her probably best from Person of Interest.
Yeah, she's hot.
She's very hot and very good actress.
Yes.
Plus, that show's great because it has the Caviezel. So I love the Caviezel. So
everyone loves the Caviezel.
Damn, they should. He played as Jesus.
Dude, he got shitty on Fox News.
Yeah, I saw that.
You saw that?
Yeah.
Wow. It's like, well,
he ain't wrong.
He ain't wrong.
Nope. He was calling motherfuckers out. It was great. I highly suggest, if you haven't seen that, look it up. Speaking of, we told you last week that Texas indicted Netflix over the Cuties kiddie porn movie. Well, the Netflix co-CEO Ted Sarandos voiced shock that a censorship debate has sprung up around the movie. He says it's a film that is very misunderstood with some audiences, uniquely within the United States. The film speaks for itself. It's a very personal coming-of-age film. It's the director's story, and the film has obviously played very well at Sundance throughout many.
Oh no, shit! You mean all the pedo Jews that run Sundance?
Yeah, I mean, that's what I was getting to because that's funny. He said that because the head of Sundance was just arrested last year or earlier this year on kiddie porn charges. So of course it played well with that audience.
Fuck yeah, it did.
Son of a line up against the wall, motherfucker.
Oy vey.
Yeah. So, well, it's just misunderstood. No, it's fucking kiddie porn. Period. All right, moving on before I go off on a rant on that. There were reports out this week that Andrew Garfield and Tobey Maguire had signed on for Spider-Man 3, therefore pretty much sealing the deal that it's going to be a Spider-Verse, multiverse thing. But a spokesman from Sony spoke to Entertainment Tonight and said those rumored castings are not confirmed. My guess is that they're going to keep it as not confirmed, but they're still going to show up in the movie as, quote, surprise. So we're getting a Spider-Verse movie, which makes sense now that they said the Doctor Strange, we had the story that Doctor Strange was going to be in it last week, because the next Doctor Strange movie has to do with the multiverse. So it makes sense. So
do you care?
If I get Tobey Maguire back as Spider-Man, I will be excited. Now, if they get Alfred Molina back as Doc Ock, I'm in. So,
Sam Raimi directing?
Dude, I would be all in. Yeah. Full gear, all in. There you go. So, Warner Brothers is definitely doing a Static Shock movie. And guess who is going to produce? Or at least co-produce? It's black and it's superhero, Vince. You already know the answer.
I don't know.
His name is Michael.
B. Jordan?
B. Jordan, yes. Oh my. He's going to co-produce the Static Shock movie for Warner Brothers. So, there you go. Disney has introduced an extended trigger warning before certain movies on their streaming site Disney Plus, saying the cultural stereotypes which appear in the classic films were wrong then and wrong now. You're getting them in front of six classics, including Lady and the Tramp, Jungle Book, The Aristocats, Swiss Family Robinson, and Dumbo. Why Dumbo? I've never seen no elephant fly.
I see the horse fly.
Yeah. Let's see. Another. The Aristocats is for the portrayal of the Siamese cats with slanted eyes and buck teeth. And they say, hero. Peter Pan, it's because they wear the headdresses or call Indians redskins.
What makes the red man red?
Yeah, yeah. So it's just that, really. Just be like, hey, we built everything we are on these movies. You know what we're going to do now? Piss on them.
We're going to apologize.
Yeah, for, yeah. Well, get back the money. If you feel really bad, get back all the money you made from them. No? Okay. Well, there you go.
Well, stereotypes exist for a reason, you know, so.
Yeah, because there's truth in them. Yeah, at least a little bit.
I really don't care. And now they're going to bastardize them and put black people in them.
Yeah.
And not just like, have you seen the new, the preview for the Angelina Jolie movie where it's like a black Peter Pan and a black Alice?
No.
Yeah, it's getting ripped up. I mean, it's so bad. I mean, like, you guys, come on.
Yeah, there you go. All right, let's go comic book news this week. Marvel has announced some of the tie-in series that are coming with their big King in Black Venom crossover event that's going to go across the entire Marvel universe. One of my favorite characters, the Black Knight, is getting a miniseries. Jane Foster is going to lead the Valkyries. That's going to be a 4-issue minis. And the team of weirdos known as the Thunderbolts are back with a new team lineup. Basically, Fisk hires them to save New York City. That team will include Taskmaster, Rhino, Mr. Fear, Star, and Batroc the Leaper. That's a weird lineup, but I like Taskmaster and Rhino, so I'm in.
What about whatchamacallit?
I need a little bit more.
I've completely lost my train of thought.
Boy, yeah, that jump rails
there. I'm so high.
Sweet.
Yeah, I'm super high.
All right, really the big news this week was DC announced their Future State event. This was, we had the story months ago. This was going to be the Gen 5 thing, and then Dan DiDio got fired because AT&T bought Warner, which owns DC, and then they reorganized everything. Beginning in January, the line-wide event will span 2 months, will feature a combination of twice-monthly and oversized anthologies, miniseries, and one-shots. They're going to be organized by DC families. So you're going to have a Superman bit, a Batman bit, and a Justice League bit. In DC Future State, the multiverse has been saved from the brink of destruction, but the triumph of the heroes has shaken loose the very fabric of time and space. The final chapter of Dark Knight's Death Metal is going to bring new life to DC's multiverse and will kick off Future State. The Bat Family, through Batman books, in the future, Gotham is controlled by the Magistrate. A villainous regime has taken control of the city, now under constant surveillance. All masked vigilantes have been outlawed, and Batman has been killed. But led by an all-new Batman, a new assembly of Gotham Guardians rise up to give hopes to those who have lost it. Basically, I don't know if I should spoil who your new Batman is. He has ties to Lucius Fox. I'll go that far. You could probably figure it out from there. Bruce Wayne is not dead, but, quote, Batman is dead. So, the Superman family, due to his involvement in an international crisis happening in the near future, Clark Kent has been rejected by Earth, causing him to focus his efforts, life-saving efforts, outside of his adopted home. He travels to War World to rise through the ranks of gladiatorial combat and in order to defeat Mongol. With the help of some unlikely heroes, back in Metropolis, his son John has taken the mantle of Superman. After seeing what happened to Gotham, he bottles Metropolis in order to keep it safe, putting him at odds with Supergirl. So, there you go with that. Meanwhile, in the Amazon rainforest, Yara Flor is chosen to be the new Wonder Woman. Years later, the new Superman and Wonder Woman team up to save their cities. That's going to be your team-up book. Justice League family of books. A thread of great change runs through Justice League. A new league is built upon secret identities. Even they don't know each other. New and old evolved enemy will use these secrets to try and overthrow the world. Justice League Dark books. They're all going to be screwed up. Basically, the Riders of the Apocalypse show up. Flash turns into Famine. So Shazam's going to lead the new Teen Titans. Yeah. But it's not Billy Batson as Shazam, because Billy Batson made some deal with the devil. So yeah. This is going to be a big, big thing. At the end of time, Swamp Thing reveals its true intention, ruling supreme until a remnant of humanity launches a rebellion. So, yeah, this is going to be a big, big event. So I'm actually kind of excited for this. So we'll see what happens.
All that right, sounds awful.
Well, I like the idea that John Kent takes over for Clark. The Batman thing, we'll see how that pans out. But
I remember what I was going to say, by the way.
What was that?
Something about movie news.
Okay.
The goddamn Disney thing?
Yeah.
What about Song of the South?
Still not on streaming service and never will be.
I have it.
I know. I have it downloaded. So.
Sorry. I wasted all that. Yeah, I know. Yeah. I wasted all that for that. I'm a piece of shit. I'm so sorry.
We're good. Recommendations for books that came out this week. Avengers 37. Immortal Hulk issue 38. We get the debut of Devil Hulk, which is supposedly the most powerful Hulk as of yet. Injustice Year Zero, issue 8. Swamp Thing, Twin Branches. I believe this is a one-shot. Strange Adventures, issue 6 of 12. DC's The Doomed and the Damned. I think this is their Halloween special book. Dark Knight's Death Metal, 4 of 7. And Justice League Odyssey, issue 25. So, there you go with that. Go to wrestling news this week. Some of the episodes for Dark Side of the Ring on Vice has been leaked for season 3. One of the episodes will talk about WCW's Collision in Korea event, which they co-held with New Japan, and this was the event that was held in North Korea back in the early 90s. This was a big deal back then. We're going to get an episode about the life and death of Brian Pillman. And the family drama that is Grizzly Smith, Jake the Snake Roberts, Rockin' Robin, and Sam Houston. All about their family and abuse and drug addiction. And that's going to be a heller. So that's the ones we know about so far. I think there's 3 or 4 left that we don't know yet. So next thing here, All Elite was unable to sign Benjamin Carter. And it looks like he has signed with WWE. NXT is bringing back Spin the Wheel, Make a Deal gimmick for Halloween Havoc for the Johnny Gargano, Damian Priest match and the Candice LeRae, Io Shirai match. Last night, this morning, depending on Japanese time, Kota Ibushi won the G1. So that gets him the world title match at Wrestle Kingdom. I believe he beat Sonata. That sounds right. Lastly, for wrestling sad news, Arrow Prince passed away at the age of 26. He had an apparent heart attack in the ring. Thank you to Elizabeth, posted that this morning. Must have happened last night. He was wrestling at Mexa Wrestling in Mexico City. So that's pretty sad there. But 26, good lord.
Not good.
All right. Now, video game news. Vince, you got anything there with the things and the beepity beeps?
And the boopity boops.
And the boopity boop.
PlayStation says it will enable voice chats to be recorded so players can be snitched on for mean words. Nothing?
You knew it was coming. You knew it was coming.
I don't get it. The game's console's latest update forces users to waive their privacy rights, allowing others to report them and get their accounts banned for speech violations. So
is this Sony or is this Twitter? You know, it's yeah
what happened, man? I thought the Japanese were hardcore, man.
I don't know.
It's gotta be Sony America doing this shit.
It sounds very intrusive.
Yeah, because, you know, Japan, you know, they're all like, you bring a most of this honor to the family.
Right. You want to egg a drop of super. Yeah.
Yeah.
Then they do shit like this. Yeah. My guess is Sony America. That's the only thing that makes sense.
Well, yeah. They put a black woman in charge of it.
We can't have any white people talking shit about motherfucking shit. Motherfucker.
That's a direct quote, isn't it?
That is a direct quote. Speaking of dumbass Japanese people, Joe Biden debuts Animal Crossing. Island declares no malarkey to visitors. I can't talk either. The official Biden Island was shown in a Twitch stream on Friday, hosted by Kinda Funny Games and screenwriter Gary Whitta. Should I be adding an echo to that?
Well, not going to be working here no more.
Democratic nominee Joe Biden has entered the bubbly world of Animal Crossing, Nintendo's popular simulation video game. The official Biden Island was shown via a Dream Code visit, which allows one to visit the island to take pictures and enjoy the scenery, but not interact with anything like children.
What's weird is you have to pay the Chinese to get in.
His son's there.
His son's there.
He's doing blow off all the other all the little kids.
Right, yeah. We'll get to that shit, motherfuckers.
That's all I got, honestly, except for the fact I've been playing Red Dead Redemption 2 again, which is pretty good, right?
Yeah. Practicing riding horses.
I'm practicing.
I'm just saying, you know.
I drilled a well. I've been fishing
and growing crops.
I skinned a deer.
Sounds oddly poignant. People are following along at home going, yes, I get it. I understand now.
Oh, yeah, God.
All right, let's go to music news. And we have more sad news. Tom Parker, the singer for The Wanted, has been diagnosed with brain cancer. Doctors say he has an inoperable tumor. He says doctors characterized it as the worst case scenario. He said, we are absolutely devastated, but we're going to fight this all the way. We don't want your sadness. We just want love and positivity. I lost my spot.
Yeah, don't be sad.
It's going to be a tough battle, but with everyone's love and support, we're going to beat this. Tom and Kelsey. Tom and his wife Kelsey have a daughter and are currently expecting their second child. As for how long the doctors say he has left, the wife says she asked the doctors not to tell them. She feared it would put a clock on things and only depress them. Tom is 32. So,
just a kid.
Yeah, that's just... Fuck, seriously? I don't know.
That makes me sad.
It does. All right, let's talk about Ice Cube. Ice Cube criticized CNN and Fredo there, Chris Cuomo, claiming that his interview on the network was canceled because, quote, they can't handle the truth. The rapper actor mm-hmm. recently defended his decision to work with the government on creating policies to better serve black families. And fans claimed he was being used by the president and his administration. On Thursday, the star, whose real name is O'Shea Jackson, claimed he had been due to appear on Cuomo primetime, but the interview was called off, saying, so the powers that be canceled my interview on Cuomo primetime tonight. I've actually been banned from CNN for a few months, so I was surprised they even asked, but it seems like they can't handle the truth. It's unclear if and why he was actually banned from the network, but in July he was accused of anti-Semitism, along with critics for posting memes seemingly targeting Jewish people with CNN's Jake Tapper. Prior to that, Tapper was told to, quote, watch your mouth by Ice Cube after he called Louis Farrakhan a vile anti-LGBTQ anti-Semitic misogynist. Ice Cube converted to the Mud Slams there in 92. The controversy was first stirred up after Trump's campaign advisor gave him a shout-out for his willingness to step up and work with the administration. Leader's going to lead, hater's going to hate. Thank you for leading. Although the news of the unexpected collaboration was not a direct endorsement of Trump, Ice Cube faced a swell of backlash in the hours since from fans. How do you go from NWA to MAGA? Then Ice Cube on Friday evening said he had been rebooked on CNN after accusing the network of dropping him. Let's see. This working with the Trump administration on the Platinum Plan, which is aimed at bolstering black prosperity in America. He said, rebooked on Cuomo tonight. The truth will set you free. The rapper then took a shot at Don Lemon, suggesting that was the CNN host responsible for his apparent earlier cancellation. He said, Don Lemon, that was some punk ass shit you just did. If you have any balls, I need to be on your show Monday night at 10. I'll be ready.
I love when they eat each other.
Yeah.
Sorry. Go get him.
But yeah. Well, he posted a meme about the Jews. I got Jake Tapper mad. And then he worked with Trump. That pissed off Don Lemon. And isn't it funny that certain people in the media can show you what you should listen to, what you should know, what you should read? What, it's almost like a ministry of truth.
No.
More on that when we come back from break after we play Song of the Week and plug our friends. But before we get to all of that, we'll get to our top 10 list this week. Cryptids. Break them.
Just waking up in the morning, gotta thank God. I don't know, but today seems kinda. No barking from the dog, no small. And mama cooked the breakfast with no hog. I got my grub on, but didn't dig out. Finally got a call from a girl I wanna dig out. So hooked it up for later as I hit the dough. Thinking, will I live another 24? I gotta go, cause I got me a drop top. And if I hit the switch, I can make the ass drop. Had to stop at a red light. Looking in my mirror, not a jacker in sight. And everything is alright. I got a beat from Kim, and she can fuck all night. Called up the homies and I'm asking y'all, which part are y'all playing basketball? Get me on the court and I'm troubled. Last week fucked around and got a triple-double. Freaking niggas every way like MJ. I can't believe today was a good day. To the pad and hit the showers. Didn't even get no static from the cowards. Cause just yesterday them booze tried to blast me. Saw the police and they rolled right past me. No flexing, didn't even look in a nigga's direction as I ran the intersection. Went to Show Dog's house, they was watching you on TV raps. What's the haps on the cracks? Shake 'em up, shake 'em up, shake 'em up, shake 'em. Roll 'em in a circle of niggas and watch me break 'em with the 7. 7-Eleven, 7-Eleven, 7 even backed old Little Joe. I picked up the cash flow. Then we played bones and I'm yelling domino. Plus nobody I know got killed in South Central LA. Today was a good day. My nigga's house paid. Picked up a girl, been trying to fuck since the 12th grade. It's ironic, I had the boo, she had the chronic. The Lakers beat the Supersonic. I felt on the big fat fanny. Pulled out the jammy and killed the poop nanny. And my dick runs deep, so deep, so deep. Put her ass to sleep. Woke her up around 1. She didn't hesitate to call Ice Cube the top gun. Drove her to the pad and I'm coasting. Took another sip of the potion. Hit the 3-wheel motion. I was glad everything had worked out. Dropped her ass off and then chirped out. Today was like one of those fly dreams. Didn't even see a berry flashing those high beams. No helicopter looking for a murder. 2 in the morning got the fat burger. Even saw the lights of the Goodyear blimp. And it ran Ice Cube's a pimp. Drunk as hell but no throwing up. Halfway home and my pager still blowing up. Today I didn't even have to use my AK. I gotta say it was a good day.
fuck I'm thinking about.
What's up, everybody? This is Handsome Dan Lopez, the smartest man not in professional wrestling, and I am the host of Handsome Dan's Final Say, the show that is guaranteed to raise your wrestling IQ. We premiere new episodes on Tuesdays on WLWstudios.com, as well as the Midnight Jury feeds on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and TuneIn Radio. When will the next episode debut? Stay tuned to my Twitter feed at Dan's Final Say or the Facebook page, facebook.com/Dan's Final Say, to make sure that you don't miss a single episode. Raise your wrestling IQ.
Hey, this is Mike from the Midnight Jury. When you are done with this show, join my co-hosts Adam, Cal, Sydney, and I every Friday as we travel back to the last old school generation of the 80s and 90s to review the best and worst in pop culture, horror, and occasionally pro wrestling on WLWstudios.com or the Midnight Jury feeds on iTunes, TuneIn Radio, or Player FM. Go back in time when it was all about VHS, arcades, and hanging out at the mall. And remember that every second Saturday of the month, we go live at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Rant EM Radio, which includes taking your calls. Once again, that's the Midnight Jury on iTunes, TuneIn Radio, Player FM, and our home, WLWstudios.com. We'll see you there.
Horns up! This is Rock from Radioactive Metal. Join Snowy, Kareem, Aaron, and myself right here on the Shining Wizards Network every Friday for your weekly metal fix. We talk to all your favorite artists, cover all the latest metal news, cover all the latest releases, and feature brand new unsigned bands. So sit back, grab a beer, download the latest episode, and always remember, it's not metal unless it's radioactive metal.
Your recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment broadcasting from the current to the way back. Join the impact player Phil Rea and the Portuguese man of war Choppy for the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast. Live every week on RantEMRadio.com. Get all our episodes over at iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Audio Boom, Google Play, ShiningWizardsNetwork.com, and TurnbuckleThrowbacks.com.
For over 8 years and 450 episodes, The Shining Wizards has brought the wrestling fans the greatest guests, the most insightful discussions, and lots of laughs in talking about the world of professional wrestling. The show airs live every Monday night at 7 p.m. East on RantEMRadio.com and Rant Entertainment Media on the TuneIn app, and of course is available on all podcast platforms. To check us out, go over to ShiningWizards.com and get ready to join us for some wrestling talk and talk about wrestling.
And we are back. Time for our top 10 list this week. Cryptids. Animals or creatures that may or may not be real. We just ain't found them yet. That's the, yeah. All right, number 10, Vince.
The Kraken.
Ooh. Didn't make my list, surprisingly.
Yeah.
My number 10, the Beast of Busco.
You fucker, higher on my list.
The giant snapping turtle?
Yep.
Yep.
In Indiana.
Yep. All right, number 9.
Ogopogo.
I thought about him or her or that's whatever close. It is. Yeah. My number 9, I have the Fouke Monster, F-O-U-K-E. This is basically the Arkansas version of Bigfoot. So, number 8.
The Beast of Exmoor. It is a... panther that runs around the town of Exmoor in England. Which there is video proof. So it most likely it's probably just a big cat that escaped a circus or a private owner or something.
Right. Yeah. My number 8 here, Jersey Devil.
Higher on the list.
Yep. All right. Number 7.
Chupacabra.
Chupacabra. Yeah. Did make my list. I thought about it, though. But, yeah. My number seven, this one has been talked about for literally 1,000 years. It is the Mongolian death worm. Basically, this is the thing that inspired Frank Herbert's sandworms for Dune. Yeah, it's these. It's supposed to be in the Gobi, and yeah.
Apparently, there's pictures of it. Like, the United States Army actually saw one, so.
Yeah, so that one's probably real. So, yeah. All right, number six.
The Lizard Man of Scape or Swamp. In South Carolina, Lee County.
Well, there you go.
I remember we went down there one year to see my grandma, and I remember watching that on Unsolved Mysteries.
Yeah. The old Robert Stacks?
Yep.
Yeah.
Scared the fuck out of me. I didn't want to be in South Carolina anymore.
Ever again. Yeah, pretty much. My number six, we're going to North Dakota. The Thunderbird.
Oh, you fucker. That's my five.
Is it?
Yeah.
Nice. All right. Well, your number five is the Thunderbird, then. The giant, some type of bird that
they've
the natives...
got pictures of it.
Yeah.
The guy, some guy was floating down a river and took pictures of it. There was two of them in the top of a tree.
Massive birds.
Fucking huge.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
And they weren't California condors.
No. No. Yeah. My number five. The Yowie. The Yowie Wowie. Yep. Basically, Australia's human-type creature. Number four.
The Jersey Devil.
Ah, there you go. My number four, we're going up to Canada land, the Wendigo.
Oh, man, I forgot the Wendigo.
Yep. Number three.
The Mothman.
Also my number three. We might be same 3-2-1 here, so.
Yeah, the Mothman is, we went to Point Pleasant.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what it is? This where it is?
Yeah. That sounds right, yeah.
Went to the museum, got my picture taken in front of the statue.
Mary and the group made a good point. There's footage of O'Hare, like a mail delivery thing at O'Hare, has footage near the airport of a Mothman type creature. Yeah.
Man, that's freaky.
And this was recent.
Oh.
So, yeah. All right. Number two.
Beast of Busco.
Oh, we do not have the same. So
a giant snapping turtle.
Yeah. That's about the size of a friggin' Volkswagen Beetle.
Yeah.
Yeah. My number two. He owes me about Tree Fitty. Give me a Nessie.
A Loch Ness Monster. God damn it, Loch Ness Monster.
Oh, Lord, the Vicom Child. Yeah. Number one.
The Ohio Grassman.
Ooh, you went
that
way.
The Midwest Bigfoot.
Midwest Bigfoot, yeah.
My dad saw one.
Yep.
He was on his way to Ohio. He was on his way to Cincinnati for some sort of training for ASE certified technician shit. And there's nobody on the highway, right? Nobody. And he sees this fucking thing in the field off of 74. And he thought it was a big Irish setter, right? It was on all fours, you know, running through the field. He right. said it gets to the road, gets up on two legs, and runs across the fucking road. Red, hairy, big fucking thing, right? Well,
yep.
Years later, it was on the Grassman was on the Monster Quest thing, right? And I'm watching
it. Oh, yeah, yeah.
So I called Dad up. I said, I know what the fuck you saw. It's a thing. So, yeah.
There you go. My number one, it's a tie. It's the Bigfoot or the Yeti. So, yeah.
Take the Yeti. Pick.
The Yeti. Poor Ron Reese. But yeah, so we Bigfoot has to be real. Come on now, kids. All right, let's get to listener picks. Jay Baca came in. Bigfoot, Jersey Devil, Nessie, and the Chupacabra. Elizabeth said Loch Ness Monster. He owes me Tree Fitty. Mary said, like I said earlier, check out O'Hare's latest Mothman sightings. That's, yeah. That's
O'Hare Airport, shit. Right?
Yeah, O'Hare Airport. Handsome Dan has Nessie, Bigfoot, Chupacabra, the Skunk Ape, the Wendigo, and of course, the Yeti. The funny thing about calling it the Yeti is Vince has no idea what that means, but if you're a wrestling fan, you get it. It's hilarious to me.
I don't get it.
Vince has said that Friday was New Day's last day together, too. So,
yeah, that bums me out because he sent me pictures of fucking Collarbone and New Day. I'm like, what the fuck are we looking at?
And then it's Big E dancing on the ring to Nakamura's theme. Yeah. Chris. Oh, here we go. Chris's cryptids are a Black Life That Matters in Chicago on any given weekend.
Mm.
An anti-fascist who's not a fascist. A black majority in membership of Black Lives Matter. A good Star Trek movie after the Wrath of Khan.
That's cold, though, man. Come on.
A pizza cutter that actually cuts pizza. A liberal who's liberal. A fiscal conservative who's still a fiscal conservative when in power. Any X-Men movie with Sentinels. Male, affectionate, easy to get along with, non-political agenda, lesbian. Obama's real birth certificate.
That's rough, dude.
That ultra-secret haunted house attraction every Halloween season where they actually chase you down, and if they catch you, they bury you in a shallow grave until morning, and every year one or two people actually die. Yeah, that, I love you, Chris. Number seven is here, credible evidence that socialism works. Yeah, that doesn't exist.
That ain't no shit.
The invisible plane that hit Building 7. Photos of Michelle Obama pregnant.
Oh, shit.
A live Ruth Bader Ginsburg at any point from late 2019 to September of 2020. An actual left-wing argument. An actual explanation from Twitter on why any given post, user, or video was banned. And Mothman. So at least he finishes with Mothman. So
that's nice.
All right. Thank you to everybody for your suggestions. Now we go to FMK's. Vince, it was coming. We knew it was coming. Elizabeth posted it first, and then Chris seconded it. It is Vince's ultimate dilemma. It is Grace Jones.
God damn it.
Pam Grier. And Sasha Banks.
Okay, I'm marrying
Pam. This is all you, kid.
I'm marrying Pam.
All right.
And I'm going to fucking knock the bottom out of Grace Jones.
There you go. Sasha's got to go.
That's just the way it is, man.
And her five head gets buried. Yep.
You, whatever.
There you go. You thought about that all week, didn't you?
I knew. I knew it was coming. I knew the answer last week.
That's true. You did. All right. Handsome Dan sends in the next one. This is the Roseanne Daughters edition.
Oh, shit.
Sarah Gilbert, Darlene. Alicia Goranson, the original Becky. Or Sarah Chalk, Becky number two. You marry the first Becky, you bang the second Becky, and Darlene's gots to go.
Yeah, that's about how I see it, too.
Plus, Sarah Chalk was in Scrubs, and she was hot in that, so there you go.
Fucking hate that show.
I know. You are the Turk to my JD. So
shut the fuck up.
Roboto, Full House, FMK, Kimmy, DJ, or Stephanie?
Oh, man. DJ looks good, man.
Yeah, you marry DJ. You bang Stephanie once she got off the meth because she has the two big reasons on the front of her chest. Kimmy's got to go.
Yeah, that's how I see it.
Cartman's mom, Stan's mom, or Kyle's mom? South Park.
Kyle's mom's got to go. I'll marry Cartman's mom.
And bang Stan's mom?
Yeah.
Okay. Marge, Lois, or he says the one-eyed girl from Futurama, so Leela.
I'll marry Leela. I'll bang Lois.
Kill Marge?
Yeah.
Ooh.
I hate The Simpsons.
Yeah.
I'm so goddamn tired of The Simpsons. And then they made a joke. I was watching the Halloween episode.
Yeah.
And they said something about, I don't know how we're still on TV. And I'm like, I second that.
Yeah.
Sorry, it's been Timmy.
Funny since Mr. Plow. Yeah.
No, it's honestly, I mean, 2005.
Right.
They could have gone away, man.
Yeah. Last one here. Velma, Daphne, or Jane Jetson?
I'm going to marry Jane. I'm going to knock the bottom out of Daphne.
Now, see, I'm marrying Velma.
You're
banging
crazy.
Daphne, and then Jane Jetson's got to go because she didn't do anything around the house. It was all Rosie.
Okay, so when you say, okay, now hold on. When you say Velma, do you mean live action Velma from the movies?
Whichever way you want.
What's her name?
Oh, you would ask, wouldn't you?
God damn it. What is her name? Something Italian.
Yeah.
Typey type 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 something Italian.
It was Linda Cardellini.
Yeah.
Because she is an attractive woman.
Yeah. I love eating Italian, too.
Vince has the meats.
Here, put some garlic in it.
Oh.
It's good. It's antiviral.
I'm moving on. Listener questions. I'm just moving on. Listener questions this week. Ronnie has a good question here.
Oh, no.
How do we get rid of white knights?
Oh, shit.
Usually bishop to f4, but I know what you're talking about. Have the women that these white knights always jump to the defense of go, look, A, I don't need you to defend me, and two, just because you defend me don't mean I'm going to fuck you. Ta-da! That'd be how I'd do it.
I got nothing.
Yeah, that's the only reason they do it's because they think they're going to get laid.
They're not.
Yeah, they're not.
Women need to be held more accountable for their actions.
Yeah.
It's gotten to the point to where they get away with everything.
And I don't understand, okay, the mansplaining thing. Women that say, well, we want equality. Okay, but when somebody talks mean to you and he's a man, don't call it mansplaining. That's just being equal.
Yeah.
You can't pick and choose. It's either, okay, we're equal, we're going to have to take the equal amount of shit and get yelled at by everybody and all this, and then you can't turn around and play the sexist card.
Sure they can, and that's what they've been doing.
That's what they do. That's what they do. It shouldn't work like that, is what I'm getting at.
Well, you know.
Elizabeth would like to know, what is your worst dining experience and or restaurant you have been to? She said hers was the Good and Plenty in Lancaster, smelled like a nursing home, the food was cold, and the family-style dining service was horrible. So what's your worst dining experience or restaurant you have been to?
Damn, that's a good question. I don't know. I don't eat out all the time. We don't eat out, you know.
It's rare. Back in the day, it was rare for us to eat out, but I know exactly where mine is, and it was the Wing On Inn in Anderson. Not going to get into the details, but let's just say there was meows in the kitchen.
Oof.
Good night, folks.
Are you serious?
Yes. Not only did I eat there, but then we were actually renovating the place for the family. Skinned and hung on the wall.
Shut the fuck up.
Dude, hand to God.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
It's stringy. I mean, it's not awful.
Moving on. Because that has still affected me, and I was fucking like 10 when we were doing that job.
Oh,
so.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, it was just, yeah. I hope, that's one of the things I hope floods when they make the reservoir.
Well, was it by the mall?
Yeah.
Well, it's underwater.
There you go.
If they make the reservoir, I thought they canceled that shit.
Who the hell knows? Elizabeth's next question here. Are there any historical places, museums, zoos, aquariums, etc. in your area that you can recommend for an amateur travel blogger? Well, in Indiana, I would say fucking Conner Prairie.
Mm-hmm.
Conner Prairie is awesome. My area, Bellwitch Cave. Just saying.
There's so
many
caves.
You might have to get permission. Mammoth. Fuck that. Mammoth Cave.
There is a huge line. Well, if you go now, it might not be too bad, but
yeah.
You know, since nobody's going out.
Right. But yeah, caves. If you can do caves, Mammoth Caves is awesome.
Speedway.
Yeah.
You go up to a Speedway.
Yeah. Go to the IMS Museum.
Yeah.
I like something like that.
Crown Point Cemetery.
Yeah. Go see allegedly John Dillinger's grave.
Yeah.
All right. Next question comes from Chris. The year is 1990. WCW pairs the man they call Sting with his new tag team partner, RoboCop. My question to you, what the fuck were they thinking? Remember, this was back before the Monday Night Wars. It was before anyone had admitted that it was fake, and it was back when kayfabe was the absolute rule of the wrestling universe. Did they expect us to think RoboCop was a real thing? Why did they still have fans after this? RoboCop was a cross-promotion because it was a Warner Brothers movie, I believe, or it was a cross-promotion with the movie studio.
You mean it actually happened?
Yes. RoboCop saves Sting. He came out, ripped the door off a cage. Phil and Choppy and them did a great episode on that pay-per-view. Why did they still have fans after this? Because WCW. Because, yeah.
That was a real thing.
Yes.
Where Google, the fuck was I? Google where Sting, have I been?
Google Sting RoboCop. That's everything. There you go.
Is it Peter Weller?
I don't know who was in the suit, to be honest with you.
What fucking good are you?
Not much. I mean, if we're honest. Chris's next question, and Vince, you're going to have to answer this one. I've been wondering this forever. What is the origin / explanation of the Owen Hart, I'm not a nugget thing?
I don't know.
Oh, you don't know?
I don't know, because all the Phantom always said it.
It comes from the Phantom. And because back in the day, Owen was, when he was a bad guy, everybody called him the Nugget. So when the accident happened.
Oh, that was him? Oh, my God. You mean I've been stealing Daniel's shit?
Yes. So when the accident happened, the Phantom would say that his last words as he was falling was, I'm not a Nugget. Yeah. Yeah. That's the explanation. It was fucking Daniel San's really twisted humor.
Oh, shit. That's hilarious.
Yeah.
People that listen to that shit are laughing.
Yeah.
And I have no idea what it means. I knew it was Owen Hart, but I didn't.
Yeah, because he used to be called the Nugget when he was a bad guy by people making fun of him. And yeah, that was, yeah. So there you go. Follow-up question. Upon seeing the tragic death of Owen, do you think somewhere out there, Sting felt his balls jump up into his stomach as he realized how many times he'd done the exact same stunt and how easily something could have gone wrong with it? I saw an interview with Sting, and they asked him about this. And yeah, he said that he was scared shitless. But the difference from what I understand between how WWE did it and how WCW did it is WCW did it with the actual movie harnesses. They actually had like people from Warner Brothers, Time Warner, come in and rig him up. It was an actual movie stunt, basically.
Yeah, it was he had an actual rigging.
Right, where WWF at the time kind of went,
fuck
well,
OSHA. Who can,
well, yeah, fuck OSHA. Basically, yeah, that's, yeah. So, next question here from Chris. In this era of Black Lives Matter and defund the popos, will Vince ever play Dindu Vibrations by White Hot Takes for Song of the Week? I've been requesting for the last year and a half. Or is his wife, in fact, merely a cover for his rampant and insatiable homosexuality?
Well, everyone knows that.
Yeah, I mean, he's a tall ginger. What the fuck do you expect?
I'm not getting any pussy. What the fuck are you talking about?
He's married.
I'm not getting laid.
Last question from Twitter this week. Did you guys watch any of the Amy Coney Barrett hearing? And if you did, what are your thoughts?
I did not. Tony hit me up a few times, asked me if I was watching it. I think I watched like 2 seconds of it. I'm like, I can't.
I saw highlights.
That crazy bitch
from fucking Hawaii flat out asked her, have you ever sexually assaulted anyone or covered up a sexual assault? I'm like, are you fucking serious? This is where we're at.
Yeah, that's like, exactly where we're at. The people saying she's too Catholic.
Well, you don't say that shit about Biden.
You don't say that shit about the Jews. You're too Jewish. You can't.
Right.
Could you imagine or you're the too Muslim backlash?
Yeah, if it's Jewish or Muslim, no, you can't be too that. That'd be like saying Joe Lieberman was too Jewish. Right? Or the ballot pirate Ilhan Omar, well, you're too Muslim. Really? You're going to, yeah, how you think that's going to fly over? Oh, but it's a Catholic Christian thing? Oh, yeah, well, then you can be too much that. Fook that.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, it's always pointed at Christians.
White Christians.
Just like, yeah, to make that point. It kind of makes itself. Thank you, everybody, for your questions that sent in this week. Let's get into Did You See the Stories?
Nope. Nope.
Well, this week, the best news for Joe Biden was still pretty sad. He was on the campaign trail this week. He forgot what state he was in. He forgot Mitt Romney's name and just called him, quote, the Mormon. And then he announced, and I quote, "I'm Joe Biden, a Democrat running for U.S. Senate."
Dun, 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 dun. It's worse, I swear, it's worse than Bush Jr.
Oh, yeah. By far.
I mean, they would just fucking make fun of that fucker all day long because of stupid shit like that. But it's worse than what he, when he was doing it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, he fuck up shit, but it was like, oh, my God, dude, what the fuck? But he's like, Biden's fucking up shit. And
well,
it's like,
it's dementia. That's what it is.
Holy
why do you think Pelosi wants that 25th Amendment panel? Yeah. Oh. All right, now let's get to the really bad news for the Biden crime family this week, and the part of the show that might get us censored again after we were censored on Twitter for 6 hours this week.
Were we?
Yes, we were. We were not allowed to post. I couldn't do shit. I had to actually file an appeal. Like, why am I not allowed to post? And they're like, well, it was something, something content. And I'm like, basically all I post on that is top 10 lists and links to the show. So obviously it had to do with a link to the show.
So apparently we got a bunch of pro pedophiles at Twitter.
That's kind of what it sounded like. But after we got reinstated, so there you go. Fuck Twitter. We'll get to that. All right. Hunter Biden and his father, then Vice President Joe Biden, and a top Ukrainian executive at Burisma. Yeah, basically, they paid Hunter Biden to talk with his dad and to meet with his dad. This was in 2015, about a year after Hunter joined the board of a company, the Ukrainian energy company, even though he had no experience on either A, the board of a company, or B, anything to do with an energy company. He had a salary of $50,000 a month. It said, "Dear Hunter, thank you for inviting me to DC and giving an opportunity to meet your father and spend time together. It was really an honor and a pleasure." Biden has said, A, I had no idea what Hunter was doing, and B, I never had a meeting with those people. Well, here's
and would you like my autograph?
Yeah. And I'm
sincerely Ronald Reagan.
Yes. Yeah, that's all a lie. An earlier email from 2014 shows the executive asking Hunter for advice on how you could use your influence on the company's behalf. All this came from a laptop computer. The computer was dropped off at a repair shop in Biden's home state of Delaware in April 2019. Other material extracted from the computer includes raunchy 12-minute video that shows Hunter smoking crack while engaged in a sex act with an identified woman, as well as numerous other sexually explicit images. The customer who brought in the water-damaged MacBook Pro for repair never paid for the service or retrieved it or a hard drive on which the contents were stored, according to the owner, who said he tried repeatedly to contact the client. Shop owner couldn't positively the laptop bore a sticker from the Bo Biden Foundation named after Hunter's and Biden's late son. FBI was given the computer and hard drive in December after the shop's owner says he alerted the feds to their existence. After turning over the gear, the shop owner says he made a copy of the hard drive and later gave it to Mayor Rudy Giuliani's lawyer. Apparently, they knew about this in late September, and the FBI had it since before then, and Giuliani, nothing's come out, so fuck it, we're going to start putting stuff out because the FBI's covering this up. Less than 8 months after the executive of Burisma thanked Hunter for his introduction as dad, Biden admittedly pressured Ukrainian president and the prime minister into getting rid of the prosecutor who was investigating the company, saying he would withhold $1 billion in government aid to Ukraine during a trip in 2015 to Kiev.
Which he admitted to.
Yeah, quote, "I looked at them and said, I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor is not fired, you're not getting the money." Well, son of a bitch, he got fired. That's pay for play. The prosecutor said that at the time of his firing in March 2016, he had made specific plans to investigate Burisma and included interrogations and other crime-involving procedures into all members of the executive board, including Hunter Biden. Last December, Biden lashed out at a Democratic primary town hall in Iowa where a man accused him of sending Hunter to Ukraine to get a job and work for a gas company. He had no experience with gas or nothing in order to get access to the president. Biden said, "You're a damn liar, man. That's not true, and no one has ever said that." Biden then continued berating the man as he stepped forward, calling the man fat and challenging him to do push-ups together. But if you thought this was just about Ukraine, think again. The Biden crime family is worldwide, baby. Hunter Biden entered into a consulting contract with China's largest private energy company. And by private in China, I mean it's controlled by the government, but they call it private. That initially earned him $10 million a year for, quote, introductions alone, end quote. According to emails, Let's see. They were initially promised him $10 million a year for introductions alone, and then they changed it to make it, quote, much more lasting and more lucrative. The new deal included a 50% equity stake in a holding company created by China rather than the $10 million in cash that had been previously negotiated. Hunter said the chairman changed that deal after we met in Miami to a much more lasting and lucrative agreement to create a holding company, 50% owned by me, 50% owned by him. Said it was interesting to me and my family. So all this came out. More is going to come out. Just putting that right there, okay? And it's going to be bad. But as soon as the New York Post ran the story, Twitter, Facebook, and Google decided to try and kill it, election interference, and censor it everywhere they could. Sohrab Ahmari tweeted out, "This is a big tech information coup. This is a digital civil war. I, an editor at the New York Post, one of our nation's largest papers by circulation, can't post one of our own stories that details corruption by a major party presidential candidate, Joe Biden." Twitter followed Facebook's example by censoring the New York Post article and prevented users from sharing the link. One leading New York Post editor said it was a digital civil war. Facebook announced that it would be preventing the story from spreading on its site after the company's policy communications manager and lifelong Democratic Party operative Andy Stone said the company had buried the article in its algorithm. Twitter is not only preventing people from tweeting the New York Post story, they're discouraging people from reading it at all. Then they suspended President Trump's official campaign account on Thursday after it posted a video relating to the New York Post story. Twitter also locked the account of White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany's, her personal account, after she shared the post. They brought back her account only after she deleted the tweet. I believe the New York Post Twitter is still blocked because they have not deleted the story link.
Do you need to be on Twitter?
Nope.
That's it. You need to ask yourself that question. Do you need to be on it? Because if everybody just starts leaving Twitter, there goes their fucking pay. There goes their revenue.
Go to Parler. Go to Gab.
Yeah, that's it.
A whole bunch of other.
Yeah.
Yeah, after downplaying the censorship of links to a New York Post expose, Twitter is blocking the links, even posted by U.S. lawmakers. Let's see, I gotta scroll here because this story is fucking long. Republicans and conservatives decried the apparent censorship. Jack Dorsey, Twitter CEO, stepped in to clear the air, explaining that the article contained, quote, hacked material and was therefore in breach of Twitter's rules. The only problem with that is that the emails and other things on the laptop are not hacked. That is a lie. The Republicans on the House Judiciary Committee skirted the ban by placing the article on their official government website, telling followers to click, share, and retweet the story. However, users trying to click the link were met Thursday with a warning from Twitter saying that it may be unsafe, and they basically literally blocked a government website. Big tech took it upon themselves to censor legit news and tell you what is safe and not safe. They became the Ministry of Truth for the U.S., just like China has, where they tell you what to think, what to believe.
Well, look who owns Twitter.
Yep. Republicans on the House Oversight Committee requested an emergency hearing on this for big tech's repeated efforts to interfere in the 2020 election. Senator Josh Hawley sits on the Judiciary Committee, also called on Thursday for Dorsey, the head of Google, and Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg to testify on potential campaign law violations. They will all three appear. They have been subpoenaed October 28th. They will testify in front of the committee, dig into what happened. Yeah, they say they're trying to say, well, it was hacked. The mainstream media saying this is hacked. It's Russia. Well, it can't be hacked because here's the actual truth. The work order on the laptop that when it was dropped off to the shop was signed by Hunter Biden. Even Biden's own lawyer called and sent an email to the repair shop regarding the laptop after it was sent to the FBI. So even by doing that, his lawyer is admitting that it's real and not hacked or not a Russian disinformation operation. But it's just not the Biden story that's been censored on Twitter. UFC champ Jorge Masvidal did a Latinos for Trump video that Twitter took down and will not be allowed to be shared. And even on Saturday, they were still censoring people. Twitter slapped a warning label on a Fox News story confirming that the, quote, big guy in one of the emails, the Hunter Biden emails, is Joe Biden. Anna Makanju, the Facebook executive in charge of election integrity on the platform, guess what her job was before that? She was previously the special policy advisor for Europe and Eurasia to Vice President Joe Biden. That's right, folks. The Facebook executive currently blocking all of the negative Biden evidence about his activity in Ukraine and China is the same person who was coordinating it between Biden, Ukraine, and China. And more is going to come out. We've went beyond a red line now. They're literally censoring the government. So things are going to be rolling here real quick. Especially there's a picture floating around of Hunter doing a line of coke. That's all I will say about it. People's going to get shot. It's going to be real bad. Yeah, it's not good. Vince, you got anything on that?
Keep your powder dry.
Yeah.
I don't know what else to say, man. If the kid shit comes out that they're saying.
That's the thing with him snorting the line of coke. It looks like off of an underage Chinese girl.
Well, they're saying it's a Chinese girl.
But.
I don't want to see that shit.
I don't.
And everybody's protecting it. That's what bothers me the most. If you're a Democrat, you need to disavow this shit.
Instantly. Yeah. This is between this laptop and Anthony Weiner's laptop.
Is that coming out? Are they going to start releasing the Anthony Weiner shit?
I'm telling you, Trump has to have all this. Unless the FBI and CIA has buried this shit so deep that they will not let it out. I don't know. Trump just needs to say, you know what? Fuck you. I'm firing every single one of you motherfuckers.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
And I am never going to Dallas in a car without a bulletproof top if you catch my drift.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
You're fired. Chris Ray, you're fucking fired.
Immediately.
That stupid buck. Either he's incompetent or he's in on it.
He's in on it. There's no doubt on that. Yeah.
I mean, because, well, we're going to see if it was Russia doing it.
Hunter Biden signed the fucking work order on his own laptop.
I know.
Yeah. So, you always notice it's Russia. They never say it's China.
It was the Russians.
It was Russians. Yeah. Okay. Well, facts are a motherfucker. And, yeah. So, there you go. All right. Let's move on to some other stories here. It just gets better. A senior U.S. Army official says that there will probably never be a return to, quote, normal post-COVID, and that rules such as social distancing and mask wearing will likely become permanent.
Mm-hmm.
This is an Army official, senior Army official, saying this. That should scare you all.
Yeah, well, don't worry, kids. It'll be okay.
Yeah.
It won't.
Yeah. The government just took a little bit of power. I'm sure they'll give it right back, right? There's a video out of New York of Governor Cuomo sending around plainclothes agents to photograph the inside of synagogues to make sure that nobody is there praying, since they're supposed to be closed.
Oy vey.
Well, that sounds like a freedom of religion messing with that. You'd figure the Jews would have good lawyers.
You'd figure, yeah, it wouldn't be happening.
Yeah. All right. California comrade Gavin Newsom has released the COVID rules for family gatherings for the holidays.
Fuck you, Newsom.
Really? This is not a spoof. These are the legit things. Quote, gatherings that include more than three households are prohibited. The host should collect names and of all attendees and contact information. All gatherings must be held outside. Attendees may go inside to use restrooms as long as the restrooms are frequently sanitized. Seating must provide at least 6 feet of distance in all directions, front, back, side to side. Any food or beverages at outdoor gatherings must be in single-serve disposable containers. People who are singing or chanting are strongly encouraged to do so quietly. Gatherings should be 2 hours or less.
You can eat a dick, motherfucker.
You know that's Pelosi's nephew, right?
Is it?
Yep. Funny how that family ties thing works, huh?
Eat a dick.
Yeah. California, if you're good people in California and we have some listen to the show, you got to get the fuck out. I'm begging you. I don't know where you're going, but get the fuck out of California. Project Veritas released a video this week about a prominent member of, quote, Our Revolution, a Democratic Party coalition in Denver. I'm going to do everything morally acceptable to win. I will lie, I will cheat, I will steal, because that's morally acceptable in this political environment. We are pirates on a pirate ship. This is a Christopher Jacks, who functions as a trainer, mentor, and on-the-ground quarterback at Our Revolutionary. I want to make this point very loudly and very clear. I said it nicely before, but I'll say it more curtly now. 2020 is a political revolution. Our numbers, all it will take is our numbers and a reminder that there's a reason you guys feared the communists more than you feared the Nazis. So you think, the journalist says, so you think the right wing, he says, yeah, they're a bunch of bitches. They're bitch-ass bootlickers. Who's the people on the left, though? He says, it doesn't matter. We have the army ready. We're going to show up in numbers. We're going to show up in mass. I will knock people down the stairs as long as they don't have to die to make this happen. And when I look at everything, I believe there is absolutely justified violence in all circumstances.
Remember that thing we keep telling everybody to...
That they want you dead? That one? Here they admit it.
But nobody's doing anything about it.
No, that's
it. You talk about all these patriots.
We need a Lexington and Concord moment, kids.
Yeah, you patriots out there, you fucking quarterback fucking keyboard motherfuckers out there.
Yeah.
You talk a big game. Well, Second Amendment rights. You don't do nothing.
All right. All right. Next thing here. You remember Steve Scully? He was supposed to do the second debate.
Oh, I thought he was in the X-Files.
Yes. But then he said his Twitter had been hacked after he had an exchange with Never Trumper Anthony Scaramucci.
Mm-hmm.
C-SPAN has now suspended him indefinitely because he admitted he lied about his Twitter being hacked. You got caught, bitch. So there you go. All right. Pelosi wanted to get rid of the president. Well, now somebody's trying to get rid of that crazy bitch. Representative Doug Collins on Monday introduced a resolution to push for the removal of Nancy Pelosi as House Speaker, claiming she, quote, does not have the mental fitness, end quote, to lead the House of Representatives. Speaker Pelosi's unwillingness to abide by the Constitution, combined with her recent actions, call into question her own mental fitness, which is why it's critical that the House of Representatives demand her removal from the line of succession. Let's see. It's Pelosi is unable to adequately serve as Speaker of the House Speaker and should therefore be removed from her position. She has spent the majority of the House of Representatives' time pursuing baseless and fruitless investigations. Over her tenure of speakership, Pelosi has started to demonstrate a decline in mental fitness, calling into question her ability to adequately serve. And then he showed there was multiple examples, including an interview on ABC where she appeared confused and exhibited bizarre behavior by blurting out randomly, "Good morning, Sunday morning." So, yeah, now they're trying to get Pelosi out.
That only took 4 fucking years.
Oh, yeah, she's been there longer than that.
I mean, for this administration, oh, yeah. Though.
Yeah. Now we go to France. Remember, kids, the Muslims want you dead, too. French teacher was beheaded by an Islamic terrorist for showing his class cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad. The teacher was identified as Samuel Paty, 47-year-old who received threats after opening a discussion for debate about caricatures that were done by Charlie Hebdo magazine. Muslims took offense because they're my Muhammad. So a guy showed up. This Muslim guy showed up at the school, asked the kids which teacher was it. They pointed the teacher out. He stabbed him and beheaded him in the middle of the street.
Muslims so fragile.
Yeah. All while shouting, "Allahu Snack Bar." Then the suspect was shot dead by police about 600 yards from the killing when he refused to drop his weapons and threatened the officers. Yeah.
I got nothing, man. Yeah, I got nothing. I got nothing. What do you have to say to that? That we haven't been saying.
Yeah, I know. Well, there's this one, Vince. This will at least you'll have something to talk about. This one, former Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid said the U.S. government has been hiding key details about UFOs for years. Why the federal government put all these years has covered up, put the brake pads on everything, stopped it, I think is very, very bad for our country, says in a new documentary, The Phenomenon, from director James Fox. Are you saying that there's evidence that still hasn't seen the light of day? Asked Fox, and Reed said, I'm saying most of it hasn't seen the light of day. The film examines the history of UFO sightings in the U.S. and abroad, including new details about the military-confirmed encounters off the coast involving U.S. Navy pilots. It also details a 1967 report, which an object appeared over a U.S. missile base at the same time 10 of the missiles became inoperative. If they had been called upon by the president to launch, they couldn't have done it, Reed said in the film. Oh, boy.
Distraction.
Yep, that's exactly what it sounds like. All right, dumb criminal of the week. Time to end the show. We go, thank of course, God, to Los Angeles. A rapper who boasted in a YouTube music video about getting rich from committing unemployment benefits fraud was arrested this week on federal charges of unemployment benefit fraud.
Shit, motherfucker.
Applying for more than $1.2 million by using stolen identities. Fontrell Antonio Baines, who uses the stage name Nuke Bizzle of Memphis, Tennessee, and currently resides in the Hollywood Hills, was arrested a criminal complaint alleging a scheme of fraudulently obtained unemployment insurance benefits under the CARES Act. He's expected to make his initial appearance in downtown L.A. U.S. District Court.
Shit, motherfucker.
Yeah, that's...
I got to get paid, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Who's gonna pay for my motherfucking Jordan shit?
You get what you fucking deserve. All right, how's that? So
nothing's gonna happen.
No, I know. But all right, that's it for this week's show. I'm sure as soon as I put hashtag Hunter Biden in the description, it will be censored. So thank you if you are listening to this. Vince,
there's a
thoughts.
Bunch of kid fuckers everywhere.
Yeah,
there's a bunch of people that there's a bunch of people that are okay with it.
Not us.
We were having an interesting conversation before the show, by the way.
Yeah, that we can't say on the air.
Steel case 223 does not necessarily wreck your gun. Just saying.
That's true. That is very true. Wolf ammo. Or Tula ammo. They're buying a, you know, Russian manufacturer, because
sure.
God knows fucking SIG and Hornaday and Remington are months behind on orders because everybody's scared shitless. So they're stocking up because they know shit's coming, like we've been telling you for 5 years.
Oh, shit's coming.
Yeah. Well, shit's here.
Oh, yeah. Shit's here. The commies are wanting us dead.
Muslims want you dead. Yeah. So,
I need to say my thing, don't I?
Yeah.
Keep your stick on the ice. If the women don't find you handsome, at least they'll find you handy.
You can't take the high road, take the high ground, and, man, be careful. Just be careful, get ready, because more stuff is going to come out, and it's going to be very bad. And no matter which way the election goes, it's going to get worse. Trump wins, you're going to have more riots. Biden wins, you're going to have no freedom.
Well, that's the thing. If Trump wins, more riots, which means there's going to be a lot of bloodshed because people are tired.
Yep.
You're not going to riot for very fucking long.
Oh, apparently Joe Biden is going into hiding until the next debate. He will not leave his basement until Thursday night. So that just came across the wire. So
why?
Why do you think? All the Hunter shit. Which means if he's going into hiding now, some shit's coming out this week. Yeah. Great.
So the Hunter thing.
Yep.
Suicide weekend next weekend?
That might be too obvious. Unless it's an OD and they blame it on a relapse. That's plausible.
Within the week, you think?
If it's going to happen, it's going to be within the week.
Before the next debate, because then he will not debate for the rest of the year.
Right. It would happen before the debate, so before Thursday. Therefore, Biden can't do the debate because his son died.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you can't mention anything because, well, his son just died. Well, his son was a fucking criminal. And so is Joe, and so is, and allegedly, it's bad stuff on those emails and computers.
This week. So,
yeah, I would not be surprised if he has an OD this week.
Yeah. How many times have we been wrong? How many times have we been wrong?
Less.
I'm kind of freaking myself out.
Yeah, we've been wrong sometimes, but man, we're usually right. We're just usually ahead of the curve.
Keep your stick on the ice. Women don't find you handsome. At least they'll find you handy.
Stay safe. We'll talk to everybody next week.
Hey, if you can't take the high road,
take the high ground. That's right.
Bye, I'm being everybody. Serious about that shit.
Bye. I am too.